Listeners, I appreciate every phone call that we get from you that adds to our wealth of information and knowledge here. Everybody gains from everything here at the Power Hour. And now we're going to change the subject to a lady who has probably been instrumental in helping more people find out how to have better health than anyone. Perrier has been with us for years. The calcium bentonite clay that they have, the living clay, is the best that we can possibly find. Perrier is the author of a book called Living Clay. And in it is everything you could possibly want to know about how to use clay. And if you don't know, and if you aren't using it to its maximum potential, then we'll help you with that today. And I thank you, Perrier, for joining us in the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's good to be back.
It's good to have you all the time because you were so inspiring. You know, this book, Living Clay, Nature's Own Miracle Cure, the calcium bentonite clay, it's real. We have had, I cannot tell you how many testimonies we have. And it just makes me question how many testimonies you must have gotten all these years on how it has saved people's lives, their pets, made their lives easier and better.
I had a little girl come in the office last week and saw that I was there, and she just came up to me and hugged me and started crying. She'd been in pain for a year, and the clay stopped it in 3 days. Someone gave it to her. And she was coming in to get more. And I get that all the time. She was just blessing us and thanking us for making it available. And how wonderful to be able to represent a product like that that does so much good.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the way we feel at the Power Mall, to be able to handle these items that bring so much health just security in people and knowing that it's in the cabinet if I need to go get it. Well, talk to me about this girl. What was she so grateful for?
She had had a horrible acid reflux for over a year and a half and could not get any relief. She was a fifth grade teacher, so you can imagine the stress from that. And once she started on the clay, just within a day, she was getting relief. And she was so overwhelmed with gratitude because she didn't think there was anything that could stop it. She'd been on antacids, prescription drugs, everything, and nothing stopped it.
So
she got her first relief with clay.
You know, I don't think people understand unless they have, and I've never had an ongoing problem with it. If you have a one time, you realize, oh, my gosh, doing that all the time, not only can it be a problem for you, in the pain that it causes, but it also causes erosion of the esophagus also if it continues.
Yes.
Well, how did she use it? Talk to us about that.
She was drinking the liquid, and it's so easy to make. You take the powdered clay, and for every 8 ounces of water, you put 1 ounce of clay. And so you mix that ratio and shake it up. And from that liquid mixture, you drink about 2 ounces. You know, I start a detox program with 2 ounces 2 to 3 times a day for 14 to 21 days because it gets rid of parasites. And you want to get the larvae and the eggs that haven't fully matured. So you want to stay on it for several weeks at sort of a high dosage. And I have some people that take even higher dosages of that. It depends on what you have. It's very difficult to overdose on clay. So you can take as much as you want or as little as you want. Find what works for you is what most people do.
Well, let's talk
about a great preventative in today's time, Joyce. We so need to be on the defense because we are just getting bombarded with toxins right and left.
Well, for the people that don't know what we're talking about, they may think we're talking about going out and getting clay out of the yard or garden. Let's talk about clay itself. First of all, you have the best clay that is out there. It's called Detox Clay Powder. There's a lot of clay powders out there. There's a lot of wannabes, and there's a lot of knockoffs out there that call themselves a good therapeutic pharmaceutical-grade clay, but that's not true. Talk to us about what calcium bentonite clay is and then why yours is the best.
Okay. It's volcanic ash from a volcano blew out millions of years ago that landed in an inland lake or seabed and over the years formed into a calcium bentonite clay. If it's in a saltwater area, it's a sodium bentonite. But the calcium bentonites are your healing clays. They're known more as the healing clays. Now, clay is supercharged from the heat of the volcano, and it has all the impurities burnt out. That being said, some deposits can be contaminated in bad areas. So you, all clays are not alike. You need to know your clays and go for a clay that's been tested. But this clay is supercharged with a negative ionic charge. So it draws 32 times its molecular weight. It has this strong affinity in drawing for a positive charged ion. It's very selective. It's only looking for a positive. Your positive ions are your viruses, your fungus, your molds, your bad bacteria, your yeast, things of this nature. So it has a magnetism for those. When you take it internally, any of them that are in your digestive tract, toxins, parasites, systemic poisoning that from sprays they put on fruits and vegetables, these things are absorbed into the body. Well, the clay will capture them before they go into the body. So it decreases the load on the liver and the kidney for the elimination process and filtering them out of our bodies. So it's a very, it's nothing but trace minerals, but they are supercharged and bound together. So they work as a whole, the whole clay molecule. They literally pull the toxins into the clay molecule and capture them. There is a, chemically, there's like a web-like maze inside the clay. Clay is like little layers of business card, and when you add water, they expand. And this little maze inside pulls the toxins in and literally captures them and carries them out of the body. And one of the main things we need to do today is we need to start with keeping our janitorial services working so we can get rid of the waste and the toxic products.
You're talking about our own personal janitorial services, right?
Yes, the elimination canal there. We are in toxic burden state right now. Our bodies are burdened with toxicity. So clay can detox and cleanse. In the process, it also takes out parasites like the clay. So in drinking your 2 ounces 2 to 3 times a day for 21 days, you're going to also be balancing your pH. This particular clay has a 9.7 pH, so it's going to bring you into balance. And pH is so important today, as we all know. It will pull out the toxins. It cleans old fecal matter out so that that's lining your lower colon, that's keeping your vitamins and nutrients from going into the body. That clay is not absorbed into the bloodstream, but applying the clay topically in clay baths can also remove. I heard Dr. Bob Marshall say the single most important element that creates flow and energy and wellness has been known for 25,000 years or more, and that's clay. And he said that to remove 50% of the toxic burdens can be removed by putting a clay poultice on a site, such an organ such as your liver, your kidney, or anywhere on the body that you think you have these toxins stored. And
all
of course,
right,
the clay baths is the whole body treatment, which really simulates the lymph glands.
You know, I cannot tell you how many people have told me that they have given their children, their autistic children, clay baths since you started talking about it on the program.
Oh, I get such rave reviews from them. It calms the children down, they make more eye contact, and they become more verbal. So
yeah,
one clay bath has made this change in some children. The first bath doesn't even have to be several of them.
That is amazing. When we come back, I'm going to ask her, if I start taking clay 2 or 3 times a day, what's happening in my body? It's 24 minutes after the hour. Thank you for joining us at the Power Hour today. This is Joyce Riley. My guest is Perrier. And we're here to help you understand how to use one of the most wonderful things that Yahweh God gave us, and that is clay. It's mentioned in Scripture so many times. And you know why did it take us so long to figure it out that it works well for us? Well, Perrier joins us today, and her book called Living Clay is the ultimate best book. If you want to know how to use clay, and our people always want literature and information, this is it. The book Living Clay, Nature's Own Miracle Cure, Calcium Bentonite Clay. Subtitle, I love this. How to Cure 101 Ailments with Calcium Bentonite Clay. And they're all in here. I don't care if it is. Let me give you some examples. To do a colon cleanse, which is what we're going to talk about. Chronic fatigue, chemical burns, cellulose, chemical chemotherapy, detoxification, candida, carpal tunnel syndrome, cataracts, auto-intoxification. It's just amazing. Everything that you could possibly probably have a problem with is in this book. Even how to use it in your food. And here's a way. You want to put it in your food and detox your family and they don't want to be detoxed? How about oatmeal cookies, guacamole, put it in brownies, refried bean dip, super easy cookies, recipes all in the back of the book for using clay. Now, we've heard Perrier talk about using it in her chili, and I know I've done that also, put it in the chili. And I know sometimes when I take chili, I make tuna chili for the power team members, and they'll say, is there clay in it? And it does work, ladies and gentlemen. But Perrier, if I were to take clay, if I were to start taking clay, let's say I'd never taken it ever before, and I began to take it. What if I took it, let's say, 3 times a day? What would my body be doing? How would it be changing, or what would be happening within my body? And then what would I start to feel?
First of all, it's going to balance your pH and bring your body into a state of homeostasis, which is balanced. And a balanced body can heal itself. It's going to get rid of the toxins so you have more energy. You're not absorbing these toxins. It's going to cleanse that lower colon so you're getting more from your nutrients and vitamins. People say within 3 days they notice they have more energies, but it's not like a caffeine energy. You just feel good, feel better. The whites of your eyes clear up. Over time, your skin is going to take on a beautiful glow and tone about it. And with time, you'll notice age spots for older people get lighter and disappear. I had a lady tell me the other day she realized she'd been taking it several months now and realized that her skin tags were gone. And I reached up on my neck because I used to have them, and lo and behold, I don't have them anymore.
Hmm.
Clay works so subtly and gently, things just go away, and all of a sudden you realize, oh, when did that happen? The achy joints will go away. That's one of the things we get right away. People with achy joints realize that the pain is going away. It's a natural analgesic that takes pain away just from drinking it. You're not going to be able to see it, but it enriches the blood. And it takes the acidity out of your blood, and it will stop anemia. It helps with bone density, all of these things. I had a lady the other day that called and said she had a bunion that hurt all the time. And after the first night she drank clay during the night, she could feel a little energy movement in her bunion, something going on. And she got up the next day and she said, I swear my bunion was smaller. Now, she said, I didn't used to be able to bend my toes, bend them forward or double them under and curl them under at all. And she said, look, and she kicked off her shoes and showed me how she could bend her toes both ways.
Wow.
So,
you know, let me just say that to the person that's listening to this program for the first time, is maybe driving to work in Los Angeles, California, is going, what are these people thinking? That drinking a clay can do this for you? I mean, if you've not been involved in the alternative world of medicine or ever utilized anything other than what your doctor in a white lab coat gave you, this is too hard to believe, Perrier.
It is. It's mind-boggling, but it only takes trying it, and then you'll be converted. You'll be a convert. You really realize how valuable this is to the body. People with fibromyalgia that have been in pain for years call me just crying over the phone because in 3 days their pain has gone and they have more energy. They were just tired all the time. They couldn't get through a whole day without having to go home and go to bed and couldn't get up over the couch. They couldn't clean the house. They just couldn't function normally.
I think probably the clay stories have passed on through our listeners and their friends so very much. And I do encourage all of you to learn more about clay so that you have it when you need it. Perrier is our guest today, and the book, well, we have several books on clay, and they can tell you about it at the Power Hour, but I recommend the Living Clay book. It is the best. It's got everything you need in it to know how to use the clay. And this is the point where I want to put my plug in for using the psyllium husk coal and flaxseed and the clay. Mix it all together, put it in your little coffee, you know how you make grind up coffee beans, your coffee bean grinder, that's what I put mine in. I take the clay, psyllium husk coal, and flaxseed, put it all together, grind it up in your little coffee grinder, and then use it every day. Keep it in the refrigerator, though, because the flaxseed, once you have ground it up, is going to start to go rancid. You need to use it within about a week. So make just enough for a week, put it in there, and I'll tell you, it will clean you out. I use that for detoxification, and I would encourage you to try that also. That's kind of my little best way that I like to use it. But you can just use the clay by itself. And Perrier joins us today to talk about the use of the clay. Perrier, what else is going to happen as I start to use the clay three times a day if I've never used it before? You said it's going to balance the pH, and then what else is going to start to happen?
You're going to start having regular bowel movements. Most people comment that they've never had three normal bowel movements a day, which we're supposed to.
That is true, and most people don't realize that naturopathic books all say that three a day is the norm.
Yes, and so we get lots of comments. Now, we do have some people with chronic constipation that they have lost the peristalsis, so it doesn't help. So you may need to take whatever you're needing to take to keep the janitorial services working. You know, one of the remarkable things is using it on cuts, burns, open wounds like diabetic ulcers that won't heal. We've stopped many amputations because clay will draw out the infection and heal the wound in half the time. It's a catalyst, and a catalyst is something that speeds up a healing process or a process. So when you use clay, you're cutting the healing time in half. I had a gentleman the other day, 72, fell and broke his wrist, and he put clay on his wrist. He had a splint. We kept clay on his wrist day and night, covered it in saran wrap, put his splint over that. In 4 weeks, he went to the doctor. Now, he'd only been doing the clay for 3 weeks. The first week, I didn't know about it. In 4 weeks, he went to the doctor. They x-rayed it and told him he could throw the splint away. He didn't need it anymore, and he could go back to doing anything he'd been doing before. He said the first thing he noticed was it pulled the swelling out. He had been for a week soaking it and doing, trying to get the swelling out, but in one application, the swelling went down and the pain went away. Anything that hurts, put clay on it, and it cuts the pain away.
Incredible. It is so incredible to think it can be so beneficial and yet so inexpensive. And then, like I said, if you are a family, you can order larger amounts and divide it up between you, and then you'll know that everybody is covered with clay. Let me go to the phone calls right now. Lots of people want to talk to you. Joe in Texas. Joe, you're on the air with Perrier. Go ahead, please. You have a question or comment?
Joe here from Austin.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for the show.
Sure, thank you.
Quick question. I got a little bit of a cold here, so don't mind my voice. My father had prostate cancer, and they used the radiation seeds. And now, like any Western medicine, he's having side effects from the radiation, and it's affecting his bladder. And I was wondering if the clay could be a way of him helping to get rid of some of that radiation out of his body that's affecting his bladder.
Okay, now let me just say that we give no medical advice on this program. This is for your educational and entertainment purposes only. But hypothetically, Perrier, can clay remove radiation from the body?
Absolutely. It removes radiation from the body. It's one of the things they used in Chernobyl when the nuclear disaster happened to absorb the radiation. We go through, anybody flying from New York to Los Angeles gets more radiation in one flight going through all the checkpoints and things.
That's right.
Than a normal person does on the ground in a year's time. So if you fly a lot, take a clay bath when you get there. I'm going to recommend he takes clay baths, get the whole body down in the water, the hot water, use 2 cups of clay to your bath and soak for 20 minutes. Drink some water or some emergency as you're doing it, because with the pores open, it's like you're sweating and you'll lose electrolytes. So you want to rebuild your electrolytes, but you'll sleep like a baby afterwards. If I were ever to go and get an x-ray, I go home and I use clay on the area afterwards. Sometimes in the doctor office, I had a mammogram one time, I quit doing that, but I had one and I took my clay with me, and after the x-rays, I rubbed it over my breast, just put my clothes on over it and went home, and then I took a shower and a clay bath that night.
Interesting. There's your answer. Thank you very much, Joe, for the phone call. I hope he does well. You see, clay does amazing things in and of itself by its molecular structure. This is our electrical structure. And it's so hard to believe that we can actually use something so simple that is so innocuous and make such a difference. Thank you very much, Joe, for the phone call. Phyllis in PA. Phyllis, you're on the air with Perrier. Question or comment?
Hi, Joyce.
Hi there.
I have a couple questions. I just have one comment. I wish I would have talked to you about 4 weeks ago when I first broke my wrist and I have a broken rib. But unfortunately, it's already in a cast, so it wasn't that serious of an injury, because that would have certainly helped me quite a bit. The other question that I have, though, is we have a dog that has seizures, and we have not been able to figure out exactly what it is that's causing his seizures. We've done tests for everything from diabetes to I don't know what else the veterinarians try to do, and have not been able to discover what it is. And now he's having these seizures that are kind of cluster seizures. He'll have one, and within 12 hours he'll have two more. And then he's okay for a while. Of course, he's on an all-natural medication. But would the clay help him in some way? Could that be possible?
A clay and seizures. More and more dogs that's reporting that they're having seizures. Are you vaccinating your dog?
No, he's not been vaccinated for 2 years. But when he was 4 years old, that's when the seizures started. And then after that, we stopped vaccinating.
Okay. Perrier, any comments on seizures from animals?
I don't know if it would work, but it certainly won't hurt to try, and you're going to get other benefits along the way. Our animals love clay. We have some dogs and cats that if you don't put it in their food, they will sit there and look at you and look at their food and look back and forth waiting. You forgot something. Where's my clay? And that is a true story. They have cats and dogs that do that.
I could just see that. That's a good visual.
Yes. Well, since it's going to balance the equilibrium, it can help. I don't know if it can, since we don't know what's causing it, I'm not sure how it can work, but I've seen it do miraculous things, and it certainly won't hurt your dog.
And how would you give it to them?
I would mix the hydrated clay, mix one part clay to three parts water, the clay paste, and take, what size dog is he?
He's a golden retriever.
Okay. I take a tablespoon of that and stir it in his food.
Okay.
If he's dry food, just stir it around on it, and eventually they may just eat it out of the spoon.
Okay.
Once a day, or you can use, a tablespoon twice a day in his food.
Okay. Phyllis, I would also say, make sure you're giving some live food, some real food into that dog's diet also. Thank you very much for the phone call, Phyllis.
And Phyllis, if you can bathe the dog in clay, dogs stay outside running the grass, and we have systemic poisons and pesticides on lawns or the neighbor's lawns that blow over. It gets on them, and it gets into their skin and into their body. So a clay bath would really help to detox them too.
Okay. Thank you very much for that, Perrier. Thank you, Phyllis, for the phone call. Bill in Texas, you're up next with Perrier. Go ahead, please, Bill.
Thanks. Root canals have a lot of bacteria in them, and they get into the bloodstream. They cause problems like heart disease.
Okay. What did you say?
Root canals have a lot of bacteria.
Root canals, yes. Uh-huh.
And it gets into the bloodstream and causes heart disease and other things. Would clay be beneficial?
Have an abscessed tooth, you pack dry powdered clay all around that tooth, you will feel it start to pulsate and suck out the infection, and you keep the clay around that tooth. You can even put some of the hydrated clay on the outside jaw. It'll work through. And it will pull out the infection.
Well,
yes,
right.
Definitely.
All right. Thank you very much, Bill, for the phone call. Let's go to, it seems like it would be a good thing to do that periodically just for the sake of getting bacteria out of your mouth, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Two or three times a month, I pack powdered clay between my cheek and gum. It cleans the bacteria that gets lodged down in your gums that makes us have receding gums. It tightens the gums back to your teeth. It reduces that plaque buildup. It's wonderful. I take the hydrated clay and put it on top of my toothpaste and brush my teeth with it, and I feel like I've been to the dentist office and had them shined.
Wow, excellent. All right, let's go to Victor in Jersey. Victor in Jersey, you're on with Perrier. Go ahead, please. Question or comment?
Well, I have two questions and one comment. I'm sorry, two comments and one question. The first comment is thank you for everything that you guys do.
That's so kind of you.
Many people talk about the problems but are very small on solutions, and you guys talk about the problems and are big on solutions.
Oh, that's so kind of you. Thank you, Victor.
The other thing was the gentleman who called prior talking about the health care and how he gave his father curcumin and his father died anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think a lot of people understand that, you know, having to do all this stuff, it's very... You have to think of the whole problem, not just taking one little thing to fix a problem.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that. I don't want to focus on that now because I want to focus on clay. But, yes, you don't just do one thing and go there. I did it, and it didn't work. I mean, you have to change your diet. You have to change your lifestyle. You have to change lots of things. And, you know, just clay is not going to be the answer necessarily, or just oregano is not going to be the answer. Thank you for mentioning that. But what is your question, Victor?
As far as the skin tags, what she was mentioning before, was it that she took it orally or that she actually put the clay on the skin tags themselves?
Okay, good question. Thank you very much, Victor.
I've done it both ways. I've dried some up and they've come off, but she was just noticed that she was taking it orally and she noticed they just kind of shrunk and went away. And I started feeling around for mine because I used to get some around my neck where the collar rubs. And I don't have them like I used to. So if clay works so subtly, you don't even know it's doing helpful things for you until you become aware.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Victor, for the phone call. Don in Georgia, you're on the air with Perrier. Go ahead, please, Don.
Oh, I'm sorry. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
I want to ditto what Stephen said. Where's that, Stephen? Just a few minutes
Victor?
Ago. Anyway, you got...
Okay.
Yeah, doing a great job. I love it.
Well, thank you. Well, you're hard to hear. You're really hard to hear.
Okay, well, I just stepped outside. But anyway, what I wanted to know is I have a friend with asthma, and she has trouble. You know, she just had an asthma attack. And I was wondering, could clay help that, or is there a way?
Okay, let's not talk in terms of diagnoses like asthma. Let's talk in terms of diagnoses like that probably is a fungal infection. And one thing, I'll let her address the clay issue, but I like to talk about like a fungal infection. Oregaresp. If you have not tried Oregaresp for that, that is amazing. We have seen so many good things happen to get rid of that fungal infection, which then causes the asthma attacks. That would be the first thing, and I would call the Power Hour about that. But then, Perrier, anything you'd like to address on respiratory problems?
You know what I do when I get bronchitis or something is I rub clay on my throat and neck, the hydrated clay, the creamy clay paste, just a thin coat on. One time I was coughing and couldn't stop coughing, and I rubbed it all over my throat and went to bed and slept like a baby. I don't know on asthma. I'm thinking maybe if you rub some on the bronchial tube area, it might help relax that muscle because there's a constriction in there, but that's not getting down to the root cause. So
yeah.
I would take Joyce's advice on that.
All right. Thank you very much, Don from Georgia. I hope she does better. We have had so many people that are off their inhalers now as a result of getting rid of that fungal infection, and that is where the key is. Let's go to Jake in Arkansas. Jake, you're on the air with Perrier. Go ahead, please.
Yes. I was wanting to ask you a little bit about the bentonite clay. Is it the same thing that you buy in the feed store, or is that a different kind?
There's a lot in the feed store that is for animals. I wouldn't take that internally. They're all different kinds of clay. You want to go on the website and look at the clay company and see if they have a quality control test on their clay. The Living Clay Company sends off every batch of clay they get. They have it lab tested by an independent lab for microbials, for your E. coli, your staphylococcus, things like that, any fecal contamination, and bacteria yields most, and it comes within under the limits required by law. So you want somebody who does this, because some clays can be contaminated. There are acid clays out there. One lady had her clays under a pine trees, and her soil was acid, and it affected the clay. And she also said, disregard the little bits of roots. It's from the pine trees. I don't want to take something with roots in it. Excuse me.
Well, let me just add here that we're talking about the pharmaceutical grade because there can be contaminants in it. And the very fact that they do the testing on this, if you're going to be taking something internally, make sure you know that what you're taking is good. And this is guaranteed to be tested. So, ladies and gentlemen, all I can say is we go out and try to find the very best for you and bring it to you. So if you want to start messing around with stuff in the feed store, just be aware, if you're taking things like that, it is not going to be pharmaceutical grade, and it's not going to be human grade. So thank you very much, Jake, for clarifying that for us, that there are different grades of clay out there, but you want to be very careful in what you take. We're going to go to a break, and we will be back with Perrier, and let's talk about what you see it being used most for in most areas. Just kind of give us a list, a laundry list of items that people use it for. This is the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us today. Perrier is our guest. I wanted to tell you last night, and I forgot to mention this to you a lot, is if you eat something before you go to bed, like I did last night, that I shouldn't have eaten, your pulse rate will go up. Just think about this. Anytime your pulse rate goes up, your body's trying to fight to try and get it out of your body. It's reacting to what it is that you have eaten, whether it be sugar or MSG, or something that you just shouldn't be eating. So use that sort of as a guideline. And I thought, well, I can get up and go take some clay. I was out. I had forgotten I was out of clay. And let me tell you, that is no fun to be thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to be listening to my pulse rate all night long because I didn't have any clay on hand. So have it on hand. Perrier is our guest today, and Perrier, give us just a laundry list of sort of the most reason that a person would resort to using the clay, and kind of give us the reasons that people give you.
Acid reflux, skin problems, you know, psoriasis, eczema, any kind of skin rash, irritable bowel syndrome, anything to do with the digestive program, over acidity, calming them down. If you ever get food poisoning or diarrhea, you start sipping on clay. You can even sip on it and use a clay on the wash rag over your head for the severe headaches. What am I trying to say?
For migraines?
Migraine headache.
Hmm.
You need to keep clay in your kitchen. For burns and cuts, they just speeds the healing process, takes the burn away. The next day you can't find the burn mark. Now, clay baths are getting ever more popular. I can't explain to you the value of a clay bath. You have to take one to experience it. It relaxes you. You sleep like a baby. You get out, your skin feels baby soft. It softens your skin. But taking the clay facials, oh, my goodness. It tightens your pores. It reduces the wrinkles. If you do it, you know, two or three times a week, you're going to start looking younger. It pulls people with acne. It's acne's worst nightmare.
You know, let me remind people that this is the clay that is used in those high-end spas that charge you $500 for a clay bath or a clay wrap or a clay whatever. Just think about that. If you can buy it in a canister and do it yourself at home, in the comfort of your own home, how much better that is. But you sell this to those high-end people, don't you?
Yes. Sedona Hilton, Bally's in Las Vegas, Body Green in California. There are a lot of them that carry our clay. And you can give it yourself a clay. It's so easy. You just smear a small coat on. I go to bed with clay on me somewhere just about every night.
Hmm.
Little moles that I'm working on. I had a lady the other day that had one of these rough, irregular moles, and she would put it on day and night with a little Band-Aid over it. And she said after about 4 weeks, she pulled the Band-Aid off, and the top of the mole came off, and the skin was very pink and healthy underneath.
Wow. We're going to be back, Scott, in Michigan. You'll be up next with Perrier. I'm going to have Perrier tell you how to use the clay or drink the clay in just a few minutes. We'll go over that. But let me go to Scott in Michigan. Scott, you're on the air with Perrier. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Thank you, Joyce. I'm calling on behalf of my stepfather. He's a of a 12-year paratrooper of the 101st Airborne Division.
Oh, my.
And he's from the old country. He's Hungarian. And my mother's side of the family is Hungarian.
Okay, quickly, we need to get to the question because we're running out of time.
Anyway, he saw no combat, but he's all busted up because he would jump. He had close to 200 jumps. Anyway, he's crying. Double knee replacement, 7 or 8 operations on each knee, went for a double knee replacement.
Okay, well, let me get to the answer by Perrier. Sounds like he's all banged up. What would you do, Perrier, for overall pain like this?
First of all, I'd have him drinking the clay, but then I would use the creamy clay mask and put it over his knees. It's going to reduce those scar tissues and going to give him more flexibility. It'll take the pain away. Anywhere that hurts, you put the clay on thick, wrap it in saran wrap. Leave it on there as long as you can. And, you know, he may want to sleep with it on at night, but I think it'll help reduce that pain right away. Just the application of it's amazing.
And then what about clay baths also?
If he can get a tub of clay bath, would be wonderful.
Okay. All right, so there you got it. Put it on.
Toxic, too.
Yeah, put it on topically. He probably is toxic. You're right. Put it on topically, and but that's not a medical statement, though. And put it on topically or take it orally. Now, taking it orally, how do we take the clay again?
Okay, you mix 1 part of clay to 8 parts of water. Shake it very good. Let it sit for just 5 or 10 minutes. From that, take 2 ounces 2 to 3 times a day for 21 days. Now, you want to keep taking it afterwards, but you don't need to take that strong an amount. You'll have the parasites out. You'll have the colon cleansed so you can back down, and you may get by on 2 ounces a day, just whatever your body needs. If you get a little indigestion, go by and drink some clay.
All right. Thank you very much for that. Okay, and also keep it in a glass bottle. I sometimes put mine in the fridge because I like to drink it a little bit cold, but you do not have to refrigerate it. But you do need to put it into a glass bottle after you get it.
Good point. And no metal lids. It will eat metal. Since it draws metals, you don't want it next to deteriorating metal.
Okay. Now, one of the things that I hear people complain about right now more than anything when they call is that I am so tired, I don't have any energy, and I hurt all over. All my joints hurt. Now, this is obviously probably a lack of getting the proper nutrients, plus too many toxins in the body. What would we do for that?
Okay, you would drink the clay. Start drinking the clay right away. It's going to cleanse that colon so you can absorb more nutrients and the good stuff from your food. Plus, it's going to take the pain away. Now, you also need to take a clay bath to get those toxins out of the joint. When the kidney and the liver cannot handle the toxins, it's stored in the soft tissues and the joints of the body. That's where it shows up. If you start taking clay baths, you may want to take 10 or 12 clay baths 2 a week for a while. I'm going to tell you to get a hair analysis test. If you don't know what you're fighting, you don't know when you're there. And get one later on to see how much you've got. We've had people that have emailed and said, hallelujah, I'm aluminum free, I'm lead free, I'm arsenic free.
Interesting.
I've been taking the clay baths and drinking the clay.
Interesting. And if it works for autistic children and getting out those vaccines and toxins, well, there you got it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, Perrier, for joining us in the Power Hour today. Awesome.